Hey everyone, welcome to Ramblin' Bout Wrestling. It's been a while since we've done one, only we're going to do this one a little more different. Yes, we will talk about wrestling or wrestling or sports entertainment or whatever you want to call it. I prefer to call it wrestling. What about you?
Sure, wrestling. That's what it is.
Right? Yeah, exactly. But first, we're going to touch on a couple things that are happening outside of the wrestling world now. So this episode's going to be a special one called Ramblin' Bout Wrestling and Other Stuff.
Yes.
First thing we're going to touch on is probably the biggest thing going on in the world right now. It has made over $2.6 billion. It has surpassed Titanic, Avatar, and Star Wars The Force Awakens for the biggest box office opening weekends ever.
And it's been out for like 2 weeks, which is crazy.
Yes. It's the highest grossing film ever. It is a Disney product. It is a Marvel product. That's right. We're talking about Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
So, real quick, what expectations did you have going into this movie, if any?
I mean, I figured it. I like Endgame, so
yeah.
I figured it was gonna be probably just as good, if not better.
You mean Infinity War?
Or Infinity? Yes.
Yeah.
I always call them. Infinity War.
Yes. Yes. I have seen it 3 times now.
I've seen it twice. I actually just watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
Nephew.
So. Yeah. Yesterday was my first time. It was my third time watching it. The first time I took my son. The second time I went with some coworkers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and then last night was by myself. Unfortunately, I didn't go to the theater to watch it.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
They made enough money anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They made enough money anyway, so yeah. Yeah, but it was weird. There were Chinese subtitles and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, still a good movie. Anyways, so yeah, I thought Endgame was great. Sitting there for, you know, the 3 hours, 2 minutes, whatever. That's just like a Monday Night Raw or
except for it was a lot more entertaining.
Exactly.
I didn't fall asleep like I did in Raw.
I didn't either. Did you cry? Did you laugh?
There were some parts I laughed.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know.
Oh, anything involving Fat Thor. I was just dying.
Yeah, he's like, there's beer on the ship. He's like, what kind?
Yeah, exactly. It was great. It was great.
Or when he's talking to his mom and she's like, you're from the... He's like, I'm not from the future. Okay, I'm from the future.
Yeah. Or where he's crying and Rocket's like, you're crying. I'm not crying. Okay,
yeah.
I'm crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I just want to say, you know, to the Russo brothers, the guys who directed it, to the writers, Disney, even, you know, I'll give Disney props here. Even though they've done what they've done with Star Wars, I'll give them props here.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
But, yeah, I give Disney props. Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel Studios, I give him props. This was his brainchild. He brought all the groups together. And, did you know the Russo brothers, they not only directed Endgame and Infinity War, they also directed Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Civil War as well.
I haven't seen either one of those.
You haven't seen either one of those?
See, I'm just now getting into all the Marvel
stuff. Right. Well, I would definitely recommend going back and watching at least Winter Soldier.
Because there
was a lot of callbacks to that particular movie in Endgame, especially the elevator scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I liked how they showed some, like, well, I mean, obviously, I don't know how much detail we want to go into, because people might not have seen it, but
The directors lifted, and Disney lifted the spoiler ban. So,
did they?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
well,
we
then
go
okay.
Full
so,
blur. Yeah.
I like how they did the scenes where they'd show clips of the old movies, because they did the time travel thing to go back and try to get all the stones.
Well, see, it made me rewatch Thor the Dark World, the second Thor movie, because I had seen it in the past, you know, way back when it first came out. I thought it was just, you know. But after watching Endgame, I've watched it. I watched it in between the first and second time watching it, and then I watched it again in between the second and third time watching it. It's actually not a horrible movie, if you think about it, from the perspective they showed in Endgame and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the movie is perfect. It was good. There's perfect mix of, like, action, and they stuck in some, like, funny one-liners and things to keep, like, you know, to get people to laugh.
Yep.
Like, when Tony Stark is telling his daughter, he's like, okay, go to sleep or I'll sell all your toys.
Right.
I laughed.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
That is funny. That is funny. Yeah, speaking of Tony Stark and Fat Thor, great comedy there with the both of them. When they're all building like that time machine or whatever, about to travel in time, and Tony Stark goes, "Better move it, Lebowski."
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was really funny.
Yes, yes.
He walked right by. I also didn't, there was a few characters I wasn't like a fan. I didn't like what they did with the Hulk.
Oh yeah, how they did.
They combined Bruce Banner and the Hulk.
Well, see that happens in the comics. He becomes Professor Hulk and stuff.
Yeah,
it happens in the comics. So you know it was, and I know you haven't read the comics very much. Nothing compared to what I have and everything. Yeah. You know, but you know, to me that was real important to me, that, you know, they're acknowledging this character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, saying, yes, okay, this is going to be where we're going.
Yeah.
The direction we're going in from this point on.
Because he did, like, even in the final battle, he did nothing.
Right.
I thought the Hulk should have done, like, you know, he should have had a factor into, like, the ending or something.
He should have. Well...
My cat's in here. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, but Captain Marvel was probably a new character to you.
I seen the movie.
Oh, you saw the movie Captain Marvel? Okay.
No, see, I don't know. Apparently she filmed her scenes for this before they did the film Captain Marvel.
Yes, that's why there wasn't very many, and that's why it seemed like, you know, she was kind of not... She was getting used to the whole thing, you know, she was kind of trying to, like, fit into the Marvel Cinematic Universe meld and stuff. So what'd you think about Tony Stark's funeral?
I thought it was cool. They brought back, like, everyone that he ever impacted in their lives, and they were all there. It was really cool.
Well, the cast has said in interviews since the movie came out that the directors and the screenwriters, they kept a whole bunch of stuff, like, very hush-hush, you know, like, they didn't know what was going on. They said that when they showed up on set that day, they were told that there was going to be a wedding.
Oh, like a wedding scene?
Yeah.
So maybe they thought he was going to marry, I forget her character.
Pepper Potts, yeah.
Pepper, yeah.
Well, he technically did in the movie.
Well, yeah, they did. It went ahead, like, 5 years.
But... Yeah. How do you feel about that, the 5-year time jump?
No, that was fine. Everyone else kind of seemed like they became more human.
Right.
Honestly, the movie's 3 hours, but it doesn't feel like it's three. Like, you could sit, it goes by quick.
Yeah.
I mean, the first hour kind of drags because they're setting stuff up that they're doing later. Right.
When they killed Thanos within, like, the first, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, end credits. What the fuck?
That was
my reaction.
Yeah, I was like, end game. Movie's over, let's go home, you know?
Yeah, like, and then I guess it made sense because I'm like, okay, they're doing the time travel thing, so they can go back and fight Thanos again.
Yeah.
Which they did, so. Yeah.
What'd you think about them saying, you know, it's nothing like Back to the Future, but yet it was exactly like Back to the Future in terms of, you know, their time traveling they did, you know, like their past becoming their future and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of time travel movies are similar.
Right, right.
So.
When I was watching it my third time last night, I was able to, you know, sit there, you know, smoke a bowl, get my thoughts flowing, you know, look at the movie from a different perspective. And what I got it from the time travel concept is, because I watch Doctor Who.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I watch Doctor Who. There was quite a bit of some of the same rules that, you know, the Doctor tries to abide by on Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But one major one that the Doctor tries to abide by on Doctor Who that they just completely threw out the way in this movie is you can't go back and redo anything that's a fixed point in time. Yeah. What's funny about it was the first time I went, the part where Captain America goes... let's go get this son of a bitch. So you hear someone from the back of the theater shout, language! Because in Avengers Age of Ultron,
yeah.
Tony Stark says something like, you know, let's go get this son of a bitch, or god damn it, or something like yeah. that. And Cap says, language.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would have been funny if they would have had Tony Stark say that.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been kind of funny.
Yeah, there's, I mean, it made sense for them why the movie was so long, because they had to fit so many characters and so many people into the movie, and they actually did. They had, yeah. Even Stan Lee made a cameo.
Yeah. What was your biggest surprise in this movie? Like, the one thing you didn't expect to happen that did?
I would say Iron Man dying, but I kind of saw that coming when they said they weren't going to make any more Iron Man movies.
Right, right. Well, see, I knew that was one of the options from reading the comics and stuff, yeah. you know, so I was... You know, that was kind of like in the back of my mind that that would happen. My expectation for it was Cap.
Dying? I kind of thought they'd both die.
Yeah, because that's one of the most common storylines in the comic book is Cap dying.
Did
and
you
then,
like what they did with him, though?
With Cap? I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense, you know, it came full circle for him. And stuff like that. I think it would have made the moment that much sweeter, though, if, you know, he would have... You know, sat there and, like, slowly, like, passed away.
Yeah.
Sitting there on the bench, you know, like, okay, you know, I've passed the torch, I can move on now type of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of like how that last interaction between Pepper Potts and Tony Stark was, you can rest now,
yeah.
you know?
And even him and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He, like, hugs him, he's like, this is nice.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Man, they're making a new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Far From
yeah,
Home.
Yeah, I saw that. They even said not to watch the trailer unless you've seen Endgame.
Yeah.
Spoilers about Iron Man
yep,
dying.
In yep, it. Yep. But the thing about it that gets me excited moving on to Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or the MCU as people call it, is... Because I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the spoiler ban for Endgame's been lifted, so I can talk about that now, too. But the villain in it is Mysterio, and they talk about how he comes
Rey
from...
Rey Mysterio?
No, not Rey Mysterio.
Darn it, I got excited for a second.
Wrestling plug right there. No, but it's Jake Gyllenhaal's playing Mysterio. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I don't remember his real name, the character of Mysterio's real name. For some weird reason, I don't remember
yeah,
it.
I've never even heard of that in, like, Spider-Man. I've only heard of, like, the Green Goblin
it's,
and, like,
it's
Venom
the guy
and...
with, like, the bubble helmet okay. and stuff and got, like, powers and... Yeah, I don't really know Mysterio that well, but I have seen him and stuff like that. And from what I do know of him, what little I know of him, he was a tough villain for Spider-Man. So, yeah. Anyways, there's also rumored that, you know, that, like, water monster or whatever that uh-huh. they were, like, fighting or anything is one of the Elementals.
Okay.
Which two of the Elementals are Thanos' parents.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And also another thing is, because the Mysterio, him and Spider-Man were talking, and he was talking about how he was from an alternate universe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how there's multiple universes, a multiverse. Well, you know, that fits in line perfectly with the Marvel Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you think about Endgame during the 2012 New York scene where they were going to get the Time Stone and Hulk ran into the Ancient One instead of Doctor Strange,
mm-hmm.
and she was describing how if you take one stone out, it makes a thing in the universe
yeah, maybe,
and stuff.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's some people thinking that maybe Cap left a couple stones out of where they originally were.
Oh, and used them?
Not saying he used them, just left them out of where they originally were and went and, like, hit them somewhere or something.
Yeah, but wouldn't that mess up the whole...
Exactly. But they were talking about multiverses, so,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
this opens the door up for the multiverses, you know, especially since the merger with Fox, you know, now we'll get the X-Men, Deadpool,
yeah.
Fantastic Four... You know,
they're
so. Going
to make another X-Men?
Well, I mean, there's already another one coming out, Dark Phoenix.
Hugh Jackman in it?
Nope.
Not interested.
he said he's done playing Wolverine.
Yeah, but are they going to have Wolverine in the movie?
I am not sure.
They better not.
There's been talk that if they do make another Wolverine movie, The guy that's going to play him is the guy that played in the Venom movie. Tom Hardy. Oh, that
played Venom, okay.
Yeah, yeah, Tom Hardy, the guy that played Venom.
He could be alright.
Yeah, yeah, I like him, though. I actually like Venom. I thought Venom was a pretty good movie for what it was, you know, about a not so much villain, but not so much hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anti-hero, if you will.
Another thing that I thought was weird with the Captain Marvel thing is, like, if you watch Captain Marvel, she has long hair the whole movie. And yeah. Then basically in the Endgame, she has short hair. Well, and she filmed the movie, her scenes first for that. So it's like, I wonder if she had short hair at the start and then they made her grow her hair out.
Must have. But did you know that the very the Russo brothers said this in an interview, the very last thing that they filmed just in January of this year, because they filmed Infinity War and then immediately started on Endgame, you know?
Right after.
Yeah, and so they finished, this was the last thing that they filmed, because they said that they were in the editing bay, editing the movie, putting it together. They got to that last scene there, and originally it was Thanos saying, "I'm inevitable," and Tony Stark just giving that smirk grin that he gives and snapping his fingers. And they thought to themselves, "No, we need something there. What should be there?" And the guy that was, and the guy that was helping them edit was all, "I am Iron Man."
Yeah.
And so they called up Robert and said, "Hey, get back here, get in the suit. We got something to film." You know, and that was like the very last thing that they filmed.
Or when his daughter said, "I love you 3,000.
Oh, man, that got me. Yeah. That got me.
Then he tells, he's like, because he's like, "I love you tons." She actually trumped him. "I love you 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, he told his wife, he's like, "She told me she loves me 3,000. I think you're between the 600 and 900 range."
I laughed too. So what'd you think about how they, introduced, like, Ant-Man.
He just came out of, like, a random, like it was like a van.
Well, you would have to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I haven't seen it. That was kind of, like, for me, it was weird. I was like, what the hell? He's just randomly shooting out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's been out for at least a year now, so obviously we can talk about it. If you haven't seen it, then, you know.
Well,
you
just go for it.
Yeah. But, basically what it is it, you know, they talk about it in Endgame too, you know, the quantum realm. He was in the quantum realm, stuff like that. And he was supposed to be pulled out. Well, the people pulling him out fell victim to the snap. So he had been stuck in the quantum realm those 5 years, even though to him it felt like 5 hours. How do you feel about them killing off Black Widow?
That scene was kind of, I kind of thought they should have killed off I don't really know what the guy's name was.
Hawkeye, Ronan, Clint Barton, he's got a few names.
But I get why they did it, because he has, like, a family, so he has more to live for than she does.
Well, not only that, they just introduced him as Ronan.
Yeah.
You know, instead of Hawkeye, they introduced him as Ronan.
Because he wasn't in Infinity War.
No, he wasn't, because him and neither was Ant-Man.
No.
Because him and Ant-Man were in Captain America Civil War.
Yep.
And they got caught, and so they got placed under house arrest.
Oh, that's right, yep.
Yep. So, yeah.
I like how Ant-Man got mad when the Hulk was taking pictures with those kids.
Yeah.
He's like, "Don't you want a picture with me? I'm Ant-Man."
Yeah.
He's like, "You know, no one likes Ant-Man."
I like Ant-Man. Ant-Man's cool. Especially Mark Ruffalo as Ant-Man. That's awesome.
Well, Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk.
Yes, my bad. Sorry, I mixed them up. Bad me, bad me. Paul Rudd.
Yes, that's who plays Ant-Man.
Yes. My bad. Wow, I can't believe I did that.
So apparently I saw this show about Mark Ruffalo. He's talking about how they were doing like a screening for Endgame or whatever, and he was doing a live stream on his phone on Snapchat.
It wasn't Endgame. It was Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and people were like, "Shut your phone off," because I guess he like did a live stream or something, and he left his phone on.
Yeah, he did a live stream, put his phone in his pocket, left it on, and apparently you really couldn't hear much.
Yeah.
Because
he did say his phone kept going off.
Well, yeah, but apparently you couldn't hear much because of all the laughing and everything. But afterwards, once it made all the money it made, the director went up to him and said, "Hey, you know, that's the most publicity this movie could have gotten."
Yeah. And he's like, now that he's like, now they don't want me to talk about Avengers anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's like Luke. That's like Mark Hamill. How they don't want him to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, they give Tom Holland Spider-Man. They give him fake scripts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he won't spoil
stuff? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they give him fake scripts.
That's really funny.
They give him just his, all his actual lines and everything in the script.
And then everyone else
And then everything just... else is just fake.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But... Now, what's weird, though, is they killed off Black Widow, but yet they've confirmed they're making a Black Widow movie.
Unless
so
it's a prequel.
It's obviously got to be a prequel.
Because they even tried to bring her back, and they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
When Hulk did the snap.
Well, yeah, because she was the Soul Stone.
Yeah.
They would have had to, probably the only way to bring anyone back that you sacrifice to the Soul Stone is either give them another soul or destroy the Soul Stone.
What's her face was in it and she died. Thanos killed her.
Gamora?
Yeah, Gamora.
Yeah, but it was 2014 Gamora, remember?
Yeah, but they couldn't have went back in time and did the same thing with her.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Or the part where Captain America's fighting himself, and he's like, I could do this all day. He's like, I know.
I know. And then he goes, and he's all, that is America's ass.
Yeah, I laughed. That was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I enjoyed it.
I definitely enjoyed it, too. There was a lot of... The Russo brothers took me on a... On a ride. They took me on a ride. Had its ups and downs.
Yep.
You know, and it was a real emotional roller coaster. You know, so props to the Russo brothers. You know, and I know it's not just them that made the movie, but
well,
you know,
the actors.
But they were the director. They were the directors and stuff. You know, so essentially what they said went on. Kevin Feige too. It's his brainchild. He's the head of Marvel Studios. He's the one who...
I like the flashback scene where Tony Stark met his dad in the 70s.
Yeah.
That was also where we got Stan Lee's cameo.
Now, I was talking with the coworkers I went with.
Yeah.
And I want to get your opinion on this, and then I'll share mine on it.
Okay.
Do you think they should have had Stan Lee play Old Cap?
I guess they could have, but, I mean, yeah, they could have done that.
Maybe, right.
But it was fine. I mean, he just had a small little part.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know.
I didn't even really notice it was him initially, and then I was like, oh, that was him.
Well, also, when they were sending Ant-Man there and back,
yeah,
and he came back as an old guy,
yeah,
that was him too, so he technically had two cameos. In this.
He's like,
and you know, that's why my coworkers are saying, why couldn't he have been Old Cap?
Yeah, they could have done that. He might not have wanted to, though. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. I think it would have been fitting, though, you know. But at the time, they probably didn't know he was going to be gone, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, it was kind of cool that they went back in time and he saw his dad before.
So... Did you stick around for an end credit scene, or did you leave when the credits started rolling?
I left when the credits rolled.
Okay. I stuck around for the end credit scene the first time, not knowing there wasn't one. But there was a sound at the end of the credits that, you know, some people have talked about. The one who's talked about it the most is Kevin Smith, Silent Bob.
Yes.
You know, he's been talked, like... Everything he's been doing the last, like, couple weeks has been about this movie, you know, and stuff. But, you know, he was the one who pointed it out to me. You know, I didn't notice it my first time. So my second time, I was like, I know there's no end credits scene, you know, and I kind of want to tell these guys that I'm with, you know, because they said they wanted to stick around for it. I didn't want to, you know, tell, you know, that would... They wouldn't want to stick around for it. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'll stick... I won't tell them, so I'll stick around for it. So we stuck around for it, and you hear, because you watched the first Iron Man movie, right?
Yes.
You remember him when he was in the cave making the suit the first time?
Yep.
Yeah, you hear the sound of the hammer hitting the metal.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe they're... Well, they already... But that's weird, because they said they're not going to make any more Iron Man movies.
Well, no, they've never... They didn't say they weren't going to make any more Iron Man movies. They just said that Robert Downey Jr. is done as Iron Man.
Was they going to remake it, maybe?
Maybe an Iron Man from an alternate universe, now that they're introducing the multiverse in Spider-Man Far From Home.
It's possible.
I mean, you never know.
I just don't like when they change from the original actors. It's not fun.
Yeah. But, you know, and how they did the end credits, you know, where they were showing the cast name and everything and stuff, they would show, like, the cast name, and then they'd have, like, their signature and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, I know you and I are more of Star Wars people, but I've also watched Star Trek as well.
Yes.
They do that at the end of Star Trek VI, the last movie that the original cast of Star Trek appears on, you know, like William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, all them. You know, they do it at that, and the Russo brothers have come out in an interview and said, yeah, you know, that's where we got it from.
Oh, well, Star Trek, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I didn't really pay it, I didn't watch any, I just got out of there.
Yeah.
It's not that the movie's bad, it's just, it's hard to sit there for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that, the movie's great, but it was just like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a long time to get, you know, someone's attention.
And, you know, normally I wouldn't spend money to go watch a movie in theaters, you know, unless it's, you know, something big like Star Wars or...
Yeah, that's probably in the next movie I'll go see.
Yeah.
And probably the Chucky remake.
Probably, yeah.
Which they'll make in June.
Yep.
Well, they got me. They used Mark Hamill, so I'm like, okay, fine, I'll watch it.
And you've heard his voice on the trailer, right?
Well, he says like three words.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Andy. That's all he says.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it sounds just like Brad Dourif.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, whoa, maybe they're just messing with us. They're not, though. But.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But Mark Hamill still has his beard that he was using to film something else.
Yeah, but he trolls people daily on Star Wars, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And he's always like, what are they going to do, fire me? I'm Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, anyways, yeah, that's our recap review of Endgame, our thoughts, feelings, everything on that.
Yes, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's great.
Yes, it's worth spending the money to go watch it in theaters. It's great. I've seen it 3 times. It got better and better each time. Of course, it got better for me the second and third time because, for one, the first time, I took my 6-year-old son.
So you probably had to, he probably kind of got...
Well, he had to get up and go pee in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Is America's Ass part. I missed that.
I took my nephew to see it.
Yeah.
And he's like 10, so I'm like, go to the bathroom on your own. Like, mm-hmm. You can. He's fine. But, yeah. You know, him being 6, I totally get that.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, he didn't want to go at first, you know. He was all Avengers. He was all, didn't they just... Wasn't there just one that came out that Spider-Man's not in it anymore? I'm like, well, this is after that. This is after everyone goes away. I had to tell him that Spider-Man was going to be in it.
Well, he was.
To get him, I know, but I had to tell him that, you know, it was going to be about Spider-Man.
Oh, and Spider-Man literally doesn't show up till the end.
Right, exactly.
He's in he's in the movie for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and the whole time he was leaning over to me, "Where's Spider-Man? Where's Spider-Man?" I'm like, he's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of that end fight, though? Like, do you think that that's, like, the best, like...
No, it was awesome.
I think it tops the fight from Lord of the Rings, which a lot of people... Which a lot of people have said is, you know, the greatest cinematic fight of all time.
I haven't seen that. No. Was it the original Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. I don't know if it was in Fellowship of the Ring or the Two Towers. Could have been in Return of the King, too.
Yeah.
Any Lord of the Rings fans out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's not that I'm not a fan. I've watched the movies. I've watched the Hobbit movies. You know, to me personally, that's the extent of it. Not saying they're bad or anything like that. You know, I'm just... There's other things I geek out over other than Lord of the Rings, you know. And I don't fault anyone for geeking out over Lord of the Rings, you know. It is good.
We do that with Star Wars.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Lord of the Rings is good. We also do that with wrestling, too. But
yes.
Lord of the Rings is good.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not saying it isn't. The Hobbit was good, too. But, yeah, I
Oh, here's something, like, it doesn't really have anything to do with, like, the movie per se, but a lot of people are mad and don't want, they want a different person to play Captain Marvel.
Really?
Yeah, apparently the actress, they don't like, a lot of people don't like her or something.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about her, but...
I've heard that their first choice to play her was Margot Robbie, the chick that plays Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
But she's under contract with Warner Brothers in DC, so they kind of can't do that. But yet, then again, they're doing that with James Gunn. He's directing Suicide Squad 2, and they rehired him for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, because I remember Batista said he wasn't going to play Drax anymore.
Right.
They didn't
hire
him back.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Which, I love Batista as Drax.
Mm-hmm.
He's hilarious.
It's great. Yeah.
You should fight for leadership.
Mm-hmm. But, anyways, I also tried watching, speaking of superhero and comic book movies, I tried watching Shazam, which is a DC movie and stuff like that. I tried watching it. I couldn't for some reason. Now, it's not that I don't like the character of Shazam, Captain, his name is Captain Marvel as well.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Shazam, Captain Marvel. It's not like I don't like that character, like, in the comics or, you know, in any of the cartoons or anything. And, you know, it's not like I didn't like the actor that played him in the movie, Zachary Levi. He was great. He was on Chuck. Great actor. Great show, Chuck. Oh, great show. Anyways, for me, it was the flow of the movie. It was just moving too slow for me.
Yeah.
Compared to DC and Warner Brothers' recent releases, Justice League, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, the flow of the movie was just too slow.
See, and you could say that, like I was saying about Endgame, like, the first probably hour was pretty, like, it's not bad, but it's just, it moves at a slow pace.
But they had to do the build-up.
Well, yeah, they had to get, like, touch on so much stuff and give you, like, backstory of what happened to everyone.
Right, yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it made sense. It just, like, it takes the build-up of the movie, but then when you get to it, it's awesome. So.
Yeah. Do you think that this is the best movie ever made under the Disney label?
I'd say so, that I've seen.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't seen all the, like, I've just gotten into all the Marvel stuff recently, so I haven't seen probably half of them.
Well, there's 22 of them now, including Endgame.
What you guys doing?
We're recording a podcast. Talking about, I love your shirt, by the way. X-Force shirt. That is awesome.
Something with stupid on it.
Well, yeah. and the arrow's pointing both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I that's where I got all my Deadpool shirts. Was Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Definitely. Anyways, podcast listeners, this is Taylor. Say hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Yeah, but no, so yeah, where were we? Oh, yeah, they had to do the build-up that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt that, you know, they had to do it that way to, you know, like you said, tell all the backstories and stuff, you know? But anyways, as we were saying, you're just now getting into the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's 22 movies altogether, including Endgame.
It
starts with Iron Man.
Well, yeah, I've seen the original one.
Yeah, it starts with Iron Man, then it goes Iron Man 2, then I believe Avengers. No, I'm doing it wrong. Well, anyways, I can find you a list and send it to you one of these days, like which order it's in and everything. You know, a lot of people will tell you that Thor: The Dark World, the second Thor movie, is bad. But...
You know, is it Attack of the Clones bad?
I mean...
That movie sucks.
It's not... I don't compare anything to Star Wars except for Star Wars.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's hard to compare different kinds of movies.
Right. I mean, the thing about Thor: The Dark World is, for me was, I just watched it the other day, and I mean, I smoke weed, so, you know, I forget things.
Yeah, it happens. You know,
but, the thing about Thor the Dark World for me when I first watched it, when it, like, first came out, was, once again, the flow of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, the flow of the movie. The whole movie just, it seems like it drags on, it seemed like it dragged on to me, mm-hmm. you know. I didn't think it was a horrible movie. It is the worst of the Marvel movies.
Okay.
But I don't think it's a horrible movie. It's probably, for me, it's probably right on that line there between, okay, I watched it just so I know if they do anything in the mm-hmm. future, what's going on, and, okay, you know, this is something I could watch a few times.
Yeah.
You know, it's right in that cusp there for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it definitely is the worst of the Marvel movies.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not that it's not worth a watch, but, anyways, it's not that it's not worth a watch, it's just, you know, it was real slow, dragged on, Thor the Dark World, but after watching Endgame, I went back, like I said, I went back and watched it, and it was actually better for me going back and watching it, because the flow for that first hour of Avengers and the flow of that movie are very similar. There was some backstory in Thor the Dark World of, you know, Odin and, you know, Thor's mom and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You know, Odin's a character in the Marvel Universe I wish they would have, you know, touched more on.
I haven't seen any of the Thor movies.
Yeah, but the best one, the best of the Thor movies is Thor Ragnarok.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yes, it is. It is great. You meet Korg for the first time.
Oh, okay.
The rock guy that was sitting there playing Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that the kid's back.
Yeah, and he gets on there and starts trash talking him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead and tell your dad on me.
Yeah, he's like, I'll fly down there and I don't remember.
Rip your arms off and shove them up your butt.
Oh, yeah, that is what he said.
Yeah. Yep.
That was really funny.
Yep. Okay, Taylor, since there's no one here to spoil it, the question I asked you earlier, what was your favorite part about Avengers?
Yeah, you've seen it. We just watched it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part is when they were testing the time machine with Ant-Man, and then Ant-Man said, someone pooped my pants.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was baby me or old me.
Or just me. Yeah. That was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite part, the whole movie, was, for me, that fight scene at the end.
It's really awesome.
And everyone was showing up. You hear a, on your left, the portals open, they all come out, and Captain America stands there with the hammer, the shield. We'll touch on the hammer in a little bit, but he's standing there with the hammer and the shield, and he says the two words that someone like me who grew up reading the comic books has wanted to hear throughout the course of all 22 movies. Avengers Assemble.
Yep, he did say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I lost it. I had my 6-year-old son with me, but when that moment happened, I was the 6-year-old.
Yeah.
I was the 6-year-old.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the favorite part for me. Did I ask you your favorite already? Have we talked about that?
My favorite, I mean, probably that fighting scene at sequence mm-hmm. at the end was really cool.
Yeah.
And there's just some funny, like, they put in some funny, like, one-liners and stuff.
Yep.
So like I said earlier, one of my favorites, when he's telling his daughter, he's like, go to sleep or I'll sell all your toys.
Yeah. All right, now, Cap and Thor's hammer. That's something that they've been teasing since the second Avengers movie, Age of Ultron.
Yep.
Where they were all having that contest, and Cap moved it, and Thor got that look on his face, like, ooh, okay. And when it was revealed that it was Cap that was calling the hammer, my reaction was the same as Thor's. I knew it.
Well, Thor takes it back, though, doesn't he? Doesn't he switch him?
No, because while they're fighting, Thor calls the hammer, Cap calls the axe, Stormbreaker, and Thor gives him the hammer, takes the axe back, and says, "That one's mine.
Oh, that's right.
You can have the little one."
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but, yeah. I think what would have made that whole thing better was if they would have had Cap react to himself, like, mm-hmm. wielding the hammer and using, like, the lightning
and stuff.
Yeah,
that would have been really cool.
Yeah, that would have been really cool. You know, Rocket the Raccoon has always been one of my favorite characters.
He's funny.
Yeah, I like it when he's like, "Who here's never been to space before?"
Like, and don't throw up in my ship.
Yeah.
I also like Drax when, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I think, when, what's his name? Yeah, I forgot what her name is. They kiss him, and then Drax just eating nuts. And he's like, "I'm moving so slow, you can't see."
Yeah.
Or something in the like that.
I think that was in Infinity War.
What? No.
Or was it? No, was I think it was.
I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy 2. You might be right, yeah.
Or when she's reading his mind, "You must be so embarrassed."
Yeah.
It's like, Batista is great as Drax.
Yeah.
See, what I'm wondering about Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is if they're going to include Thor.
They should, if he's, I mean, he's pretty much part of it.
Now. Yeah, yeah. And the Russo brothers, they directed Endgame, and they said that, you know, James Gunn's directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He's directing and writing. Oh, that sucks. I hate when that happens.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but he's writing and directing Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and the Russo brothers said in an interview they were all. We're not saying James has to use him. You know, that's his baby. Mm-hmm. That's his thing.
Yeah,
he can
exactly.
do whatever he wants. We just left that door open for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I would have to say that Endgame has definitely surpassed the original Iron Man as my favorite of the Marvel
movies. Oh,
it'll
probably be the best movie of the year.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Robert Downey Jr. is making, like, an Oscars pitch. You know, like, "Hey, you know, we deserve an Oscar for this."
Like the cast or him?
Him.
Oh.
Yeah, him. He's like, "I'm Robert Downey Jr., give us an Oscar." Like, the whole, like, the cast, the crew, everything.
No, I thought it was like he.
No, he's not saying, "I want an Oscar." Well, he does, but, you know.
Can they actually give an Oscar to a whole cast? I've never heard of that.
I mean, they could. I don't see why they couldn't.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess that's true.
You know? But, yeah, so, a lot of people are saying, you know, Spider-Man is the end of Phase 3 of, you know, the Marvel movies. Endgame was supposed to be. But the Russo brothers have said that Spider-Man Far From Home, the new one that's coming out July 2nd, is neither the end of Phase 3 nor the start of Phase 4.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I wonder, did they film Spider-Man before Endgame?
No.
Okay.
They filmed all of Tom Holland's parts of Endgame first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably like they did with Captain Marvel.
Yeah, but it was all at the same time. You know? And another one of my favorite parts was where Captain America and Black Widow are there talking and stuff, and she's all, "If you say this, I'm going to throw a peanut butter sandwich at you."
That was
kind of
funny.
Yeah, and then Ant-Man gets there and goes, "Is that anybody's sandwich? I'm starving."
Yeah, he eats it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but,
fun.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, although altogether, I'd have to say my favorite Avenger is Doctor Strange.
Yeah, mine's probably just Iron Man.
Yeah, I like Iron Man a lot,
just
too.
Just because Robert Downey Jr. is a smartass.
He was a great Iron Man, great Tony Stark. They couldn't have found anybody better for the role.
No, he did a great job.
Yeah.
I like Spider-Man.
Yes. Spider-Man is my son Landon's favorite, too, so yeah. I was, I don't know if you were in here, but I was telling James that I had to tell him the movie was about Spider-Man to get him to go watch it with me. Yeah.
Spider-Man's in it, so.
Yeah.
In a way, you were right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, but I am going to take him to see the Spider-Man movie.
I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah, we went and saw the last one, Homecoming, in theaters, and then, the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse just came out on DVD and Blu-ray and stuff, and the last weekend I had him, I went to the Redbox and rented it, and we watched that. That was pretty good. What's cool about that one is even though it's animated,
mm-hmm.
they acknowledge that the Spider-Man and Peter Parker in that one is the Spider-Man and Peter Parker from the original three movies played by Tobey Maguire.
I like those ones. I haven't seen any of the newer ones with Tom Holland yet. But
see, how I look at it is Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, great movies. 3, we don't talk about. We act like it never happened. Then the two in between with Andrew Garfield, The Amazing Spider-Man, and The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I just wish those didn't even happen, kind of like the newest Fantastic Four. I wish that didn't even happen either. And then Tom Holland, I like his Peter Parker, but I love Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
is how I look at it. And don't get me wrong, Tom Holland makes a great Spider-Man, too, you know, but
yeah.
his Peter Parker definitely fits the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Teenager in high school, you
know.
Yeah,
because he's not very old.
Tom Holland? No, he's only 20, 21.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that part, though. He hugged, Tony Stark's hugged him. He's like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I'm just wondering how much money they had to shell out to film that 1 minute scene at the funeral where camera panned and they had all those people there. I wonder how much money they had to shell out. I mean, it is Disney. They've got all the money in the world.
Well, most of them were probably already on set anyway.
Oh, some of them said they were. Some of them said they weren't. Tom Holland actually had to leave day of shooting of Spider-Man Far From Home early
to
come shoot that scene.
Okay.
Yeah, and so did Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, what was he filming?
He's in the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah. Yep, Nick Fury.
They need to make a Mace Windu reference.
I thought they did in Captain Marvel.
Did they?
They said something about laser swords, and he was all, oh, I'd want a purple one.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think,
Yeah, they were talking about, like, laser swords and stuff, and he was all, oh, different colors. I would want a purple one.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so should we...
Let's talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs.
Yes, the Blazers play Game 7 tomorrow.
Yes, we're both...
the Denver Nuggets.
Yep, we're Blazers fans.
Yes, we're from Oregon.
Yes, of course, obviously, you know.
Like Blazers,
chill. Yeah, although LeBron is the best player in the game.
He's the best player of all time, but I won't get into that because that'll probably upset people.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't... I don't agree with it, but it doesn't upset me, you know.
Oh, I know.
And,
but there are some people that freak out.
Well, you know, I don't think... I don't think Michael Jordan is the best player of all time either.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, him or LeBron are the only two. I mean, who would you say is?
Dr. J.
Yeah. Julius Erving was...
Yeah. Or Wilt, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say just one. I mean, I definitely throw LeBron's name in there with all of them.
See, the thing that I give LeBron over Jordan, and I guess while we're on it, I might as well just talk about it. But
yeah, for sure.
Jordan never played a team as good as the Golden State Warriors.
Well, no.
Not even one time.
He would have to play not only his own team, but he'd have to play his own team with a perfect clone of himself.
Basically, and LeBron played this team 4 times in a row. And yes, he won one finals, but they also added Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm.
who is probably currently the best player in the NBA.
Without LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's not even playing right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jordan, I don't care what people say. Jordan would not beat this team. This team is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, have you heard the latest rumors of trades and everything?
I keep hearing the Lakers might trade LeBron.
Well, other than that, of course... You know, Phil Jackson is the general manager for the New York Knicks
now. No more, he's not.
Oh, not anymore, he's not?
He hasn't been the general manager for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever their general manager is looking to do some wheeling and dealing for Anthony Davis, and if Kevin Durant wants to leave, Kevin Durant.
Well, he's a free agent, so they could just sign him.
Mm-hmm.
They're also saying Kyrie Irving might go to the Lakers. Because he needs his daddy back.
Right.
He needs to go back and play with LeBron. Yep.
Well, can you believe that they told Ty Lue, no, we don't want you coaching us?
Well, LeBron's the coach anyway, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter. But that's who probably LeBron wanted.
Wanted Ty Lue.
Yeah, they're even saying, like, LeBron should demand a trade because of... They're like, either give me Ty Lue as a coach or demand a trade. Because he signed up to... He didn't commit to what they're doing. I mean, you can kind of say it's LeBron's fault in a way, but it's also...
Is Magic still there,
GM? He resigned.
He said he was gonna if he couldn't get to the finals within, like, 2 years or something.
Yeah, but he just signed LeBron. So it's like, and LeBron was injured, like, half the year.
Mm-hmm.
So they should have just waited. Because they'll get someone. They're going to get, like, Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving or trade for Anthony, someone.
Yep. All right. So, obviously the Warriors are the best team in the West.
Barf.
Best team in the East. Who would you say?
Milwaukee.
That's
who I think it'll go. I think that'll be the finals, the Warriors and the Bucks.
Yeah.
No matter who wins between Portland and Denver tomorrow, I don't see either of them beating
the Warriors.
Unless Durant doesn't come back.
Right.
Portland actually would have a better chance because they actually have a bench.
Yeah.
Rodney Hood has played out of his mind in this round. I think he's averaging like 17 points a game off the bench, which is crazy. He had like 25 in the last game.
And Cantor is proving that he shouldn't be a bench player.
Starts anyway because Yusuf Nurkic is injured. But he's also playing with a separated shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty much playing with one arm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Crazy.
And I think he's averaging like double-figure rebounds, which is impressive.
Yeah.
I will say, though, Denver center Nikola Jokic is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, 24 years old. He's averaging, I think, in the series, like, 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Yeah, that's what I heard the other day.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy good.
Yeah.
Yep. I do want to say,
Now, I want to say something.
Okay.
And I agree with it. I heard Jim Rome talking about it first. I agree with it. With the chance of Durant leaving, if the Warriors do go on and win the championship, would that show Durant that they could win one without him and he'll want to leave and go elsewhere?
They already won without him. Before he even came there, they won a championship without him.
I know, but if they win one without him.
If they win it with him, he'll stay. But if he's out for the playoffs and they win, he could leave just to prove that, like, oh, you don't need me. I'll go somewhere else then.
Yeah.
You know. He's
got his championship.
He's got two of them.
Yeah. And that's all he's wanted is a championship, you know.
Yeah. He also robbed LeBron of two more.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard. Anyway, I was just going to say something. Oh, about Kevin Durant.
Uh-huh.
They won a title without him, but I don't know. Like, the thing with him is, I wasn't even mad that he left the Thunder. I would have left after. Yeah. Oh, I mean, we get into Russell Westbrook.
Uh-huh.
How Damian Lillard basically his father.
Uh huh.
The best part of that whole series was when Lillard made that three and waved goodbye to their bench.
Yep.
That was awesome. He made like a 30-something foot three.
Yep.
You know what's crazy? I think in the playoffs he's shooting 68% from threes that are 30 feet or more.
Wow.
He's like 9 for 14 or something like that.
Wow.
And he's the only people that shoot like high percentages from those shots is him and Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think Curry actually for this playoffs hasn't really shot that good.
He's 9 for 20.
Yeah, he's played well the last couple games, but a lot of people are also saying that the Rockets need to, like, get rid of a lot of their players.
Yeah.
What do you keep coming back and forth in here for? Go find something to do.
I'm bored.
Well, go do something. You're a child.
Yes, I am a child.
You're trying to do something.
The child's need entertainment.
Well, go play your iPad or something.
It's a tablet.
He was when I got here.
Well, go do it again.
I don't want to.
Well, go do something.
You know, I think X-Force is going to be the next Deadpool movie.
Probably. X-Force?
Yeah. What's on his
shirt? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh. All right.
I'll just go play video games.
Trying to think of. No. I mean, so, is there anything else to really add about the playoffs, really?
I mean,
Taylor just slammed my door. That's really loud.
Yeah. No, they've been good playoffs. You're right, though. I think it's going to end up being the Bucks and the Warriors.
I mean, I'd like to see the Blazers go, but I just have a feeling Durant will come back, and then it's like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I guess we could talk, like, where do you think some of the free, like, okay, so the Warriors, Kevin Durant's a free agent, and Klay Thompson. Do you think both of them would come back? If the Warriors, say, like, the Warriors win the championship, do you think okay. they both come back?
I know at least one of them will, but I don't think both of them will. I'll get rid of that later.
Who do you think would more likely come back?
Probably Klay Thompson.
That's what I was thinking. Because they drafted him. Yeah. And he's been there the...
Yep.
But, now, what would you think if Kevin Durant went to the Lakers and played with LeBron?
I would think that, I don't know, because the only time I've ever liked the Lakers was when they had Shaq and Kobe. That's like, those are like the only years I ever liked the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because I love Shaq. Shaq is great. Shaq is hilarious.
I think, personally, he's the best center of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take him over Bill Russell, Kareem.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Shaq will even tell you, you know, because I think he said it during, like, his Hall of Fame speech or something. He's like, I'm not the greatest player of all time. I never wanted to be. I just wanted to be the greatest big man of all time.
Yeah, and he probably is.
Yeah.
I used to laugh. He used to always say, like, he's like, I was never known as a shooter, but on 2K, I'm deadly.
Yep.
Or when him and Charles Barkley just argue, he'll just be like, four rings, Chuck. That's all he ever says.
Yep.
Charles Barkley will start running, he's like, four rings, Chuck.
Yep.
Or Google me, Chuck.
Yeah, I saw a thing the other night. I think it was the other night. I know it was during the playoffs sometime recently. But, Chuck said something about, they were talking about Damian Lillard in that shot. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, They showed his stats for how he's shooting at that range in the playoffs. And Chuck was like, hey, Shaq, that's better than your free throw average.
He's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he did the four rings thing. Four rings, Chuck, four rings.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes Shaq gets a little... like, sensitive with some of the stuff.
Yeah. But Shaq is great. Yeah. He was on a recent episode of Dr. Phil's podcast. Yes, I listened to Dr. Phil's podcast.
Shaq was on there?
Yes. Yeah.
That was probably some entertaining...
Oh, it was. It was, they FaceTimed with his mom.
Was Shaq's mom?
Yeah. Yep. But, yeah, he was talking about how, one of his kids who,
is he the one that went to college?
No, it's one of his other ones. I think one of his daughters. But he was talking about how they, in every aspect, they play just like him, even in free throw shots. Yeah. Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. And you know what's not fair?
Huh.
Kobe coaches his daughters.
He does, yeah.
In basketball. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
I remember, though, I saw something about LeBron's son and, about him passing or something, and Kobe's like, Uncle Kobe will teach him how to not pass the ball or something, and I laugh.
That is funny.
It would be great, even though I'm not a huge fan of Kobe, if he came back for a year and played with LeBron.
Yeah.
Even though he's, like, 40 now and too old. But yeah.
Or maybe, like, next year they, like, make the playoffs or something and they sign him to, like, a playoff.
Well, you have to have your roster set before the playoffs.
Oh. Okay.
You can't sign people past, like, a certain date.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, like, I think once the playoffs starts, I don't think you're allowed to sign anyone.
Mm.
Unless, okay. like, so... Unless some crazy thing happened where you had too many injuries and you didn't have enough people on your roster, then you just kind of have to. But, yeah, I don't think once the playoff starts, I don't think you can sign anybody.
Okay.
So, they'd have to do it before the playoffs.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Let's touch on another sport here real quick. The NFL. Been a lot of crazy things happening. The draft happened. The Seahawks. Let's talk about the Seahawks. You're a Seahawks fan. You're also a Titans fan.
Well, I'm a Marcus Mariota fan.
Right. But,
it's like in the NBA. I'm a LeBron fan, not a Laker fan.
Yeah, exactly. Well, can't be Lakers fans.
No, I'm a Blazer fan. Yes. Yeah, exactly. It pains me to see LeBron be a Laker.
Right. Anyways, so, they signed Ziggy Ansah from the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And they released Doug Baldwin and Cam Chancellor.
Well, Cam Chancellor retired, but they had to keep him on the roster because he had another year left on his...
Right, kind of like Lynch when he retired and then came back to play for Oakland.
Well, yeah, because Seattle still had his rights.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they cut both of them.
And speaking of Beast Mode, he's still unsure if he wants to come back for another year or not while they're still in Oakland. And
I mean, he's getting old.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the Raiders are doing. I don't know what John Gruden's doing. I have to trust him, though. I have to trust him.
Tanya, they should tank and draft Justin Herbert.
Well, they were scouting him this year and everything, hoping he would come in the draft, and I think if he would have been in the draft, they would have taken him.
Well, what pick did they have?
4.
He would have probably been gone before. Well, he would have got picked before Kyler Murray.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyler Murray came out of nowhere and was like the number one pick.
I think Kyler Murray's going to be a bust.
Yeah, and they already traded. They just drafted
Josh Rosen
last year.
Yeah, and they traded him to the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Which, they don't have a quarterback because they traded
Tannehill
to the Titans.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And then the Giants taking that one. I don't even know who that dude was that they took. They took some dude from, like, Duke or some crap.
Yeah, I saw a meme on Facebook that said, the Titans drafted the guy that you would cast to play Eli Manning in a movie.
Yeah.
About Eli Manning.
Eli Manning in a movie would not be entertaining. Now, Peyton, on the other hand, is a funny motherfucker.
I love his nationwide commercials with Brad Paisley.
I do, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll still never forget the Kevin Durant joke that he made at the ESPYs. Yeah. Roasted his ass.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you know that their brother Cooper has a YouTube show or something? And he's pretty funny, too.
Yeah, that interview he does with...
Baker Mayfield?
No.
Well, he did do one with Baker.
No, Peyton Manning did an interview with Ron Burgundy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
like,
what about the fourth Manning brother? And then he mentions, a Darnell Manning that plays for the Texans. He's like, Peyton's like, he's African-American. We are not of relations. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then when he's talking about Eli Manning's mustache, he's like, it looks like a mix of liquid dog crap and cocaine. And Peyton, you just see Peyton Manning like, I wonder how many takes they had to do.
I don't know.
There's no way that was live.
No.
Because you like throughout the whole thing, you just see Peyton Manning like trying not to crack up laughing.
Well, yeah. Will Ferrell's a funny dude.
Or he's like, do you ever just say something random like that makes no sense in the huddle? He's like, Peyton's like, he's like, do you ever just say like biscuits and gravy? And he's like, biscuits and gravy is one of our best plays. Like Peyton Manning is great.
Yes.
I'd actually like to see him do some movies or something.
Right? Yeah. That would be great. That would be great. But, yeah, there is one team, though, that this next season I think is going to make some noise. And
Cleveland Browns?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Odell Beckham. They still got Jarvis Landry, who's a beast.
Yep.
Obviously, Baker Mayfield's going to be great.
Yep.
Yeah, they should easily make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be stunned.
Yep. Well, yeah, because, I mean, look at their division.
Well, and they in Pittsburgh's division?
Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, that's barbecue chicken right there.
Right?
Especially the Steelers are going to be ass now. Antonio Brown's gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Le'Veon boy, Bell's, Raider Nation,
Le'Veon
baby.
Bell's gone.
We're trying to get him too.
Well, they just didn't the Jets just sign him though?
Did they?
Yeah, free agency. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't see that.
Pretty sure Le'Veon Bell went to the Jets.
Oh wow, wow.
And free agency.
They might make some noise this year too. Although they have they're in Tom Brady's division.
Yeah, and as long as Uncle Tom's around.
Yeah.
I hate that motherfucker, but he's great.
He's the LeBron of the NFL.
Basically, everyone hates him because he's so damn good.
Yeah.
See, that's why people won't admit LeBron's better than Jordan, is because they know it's true and they're in denial.
Yes. Just like nobody will admit that Tom Brady's better than, like, Joe Montana or Brett Favre.
He is.
Yeah.
I'm honest. I don't like Tom Brady, but he's...
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Especially after that Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl. I got nothing God. To say.
I know. And you know it was Brady because Belichick just said, okay, Tom, it's yours, and put his headset around his neck and folded, crossed his arms the whole time just watching.
Seems like those two don't really like each other. Maybe that's just me, but that's what I've always gotten.
There's talk that they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
I don't really see why. Like, they've had so much success, and, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's probably gone to their heads.
Or maybe Tom Brady's just like, I want to do this on my own.
Maybe.
Like, I don't need you calling stuff for me. I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's like trying to coach LeBron in basketball. He's going to coach. You're not coaching.
Yep.
That's like Steve Kerr.
But Tom Brady wins at life.
He does win at life.
He's married to a supermodel.
Yeah.
He's got 5 Super Bowls.
3 more than Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. One more than anybody.
Yep.
Nope.
Wait, doesn't he have 6 now? Because they just won it this year. Was that his 5th or his 6th?
That was his 5th because they lost to the Eagles.
And then the Giants twice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Okay, they beat the Rams, beat the Panthers. Didn't they beat the Eagles?
Yep. That was their three-peat.
Yeah. And then I know they beat Seattle and Atlanta, and then this year. 6. Yeah.
Oh, is it 6?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so it is 6. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, the Seahawks won.
Yeah.
I'll never live that down.
Why would you throw the ball at the 1-yard line when you've got Skittles out there?
I love that commercial they made. He's like, I could moonwalk that thing in. And he's like, he's trying to pass the beer to that guy.
Yeah.
And he throws it and it breaks, and Marshawn Lynch looks at him. He's like, that's why you run it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Yep. All right. So now to the piece de resistance, the reason why everybody's here. The reason why we do this podcast in the first place, wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that fake shit. No, I'm kidding.
Anyways, before we get into our review of Money in the Bank.
Well, it's a preview.
Well, yeah, our preview of Money in the Bank. Giving you time to look up the card here.
Well, go for it. You can keep going.
But AEW signed a deal, I think, for like 2 years, some double digit in the millions deal with Turner Sports.
Yeah, because isn't their show going to be on TNT?
TNT, TBS. Don't know which of the Turner channels yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it could be TBS or...
Yes, yes. But they signed the deal with Turner Sports.
Hmm.
Yes. Yes. So we'll get Atlanta Braves baseball, and then All Elite Wrestling right after that. I'm going to give All Elite a chance.
Me too.
You know, I'm going to say what, you know, Cody Rhodes has been saying, especially lately. We don't necessarily want to be competition. We just want to be an alternative.
Yeah, but see, like, the thing that I have no issue with. The fans.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that legitimately think they're going to put WWE out of business. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
All right. Here's how I'm looking at it, okay? So,
WWE is moving SmackDown to Fox in October.
Yes, which will actually, they better start making the show better. Because...
Right. But anyways, Disney owns Fox.
Yes.
So WWE has some Disney money in there.
That's true.
The owners of AEW are the Khan family that also own the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Which is a failure. Which is why AEW will be a failure. No, I'm kidding. Keep going.
So, they have NFL money backing them.
Yes.
The way I'm looking at it as Disney versus the NFL.
NFL. Disney does have probably more money, though.
Well, yeah.
But also, Vince has more money than the Khan family.
Yeah.
He also gets that sweet Saudi money.
Yep. He's also used the Disney money he got from the Fox deal. He's going to be using it to fund the new XFL. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Did you catch any of that AAF or whatever when it was around the Alliance of American Football?
No.
It was just a bunch of jabronis who couldn't make it in the NFL.
Any of them named Juventude?
Johnny Manziel.
He was in it?
Yes.
Last I heard, he was in the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, and then they released him, and he went should. To the Alliance, as they call
he
it.
Should.
Yeah. All right. So, you got the card so far pulled up?
Yeah.
All right, let's preview Money in the Bank. First off, anything from Raw or SmackDown in the last few weeks you want to talk about?
Horrible.
What do you think
SmackDown got shafted.
What do you think of Bray Wyatt's new gimmick?
I actually think it's funny.
Right.
A lot of people I've seen people seem like they're 50-50 with it. It seems like it's going to be like a dark thing. Like it's not like
right.
it's all he's going to like it, people are like, "Oh my god, they made him into like a joke." No.
No.
They're definitely not going that
route. I liked his one about Randy Orton.
Oh, the tweet that he made. Uh-huh. Yeah. About burning his house down or whatever.
It's okay. We all do things we don't mean to do. I forgive you, Randall.
Yeah. I did laugh something. Randy Orton was... There was like a tweet John Cena made about someone... Like people getting something that they don't deserve or...
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get something like without, I don't remember. Randy Orton's like, "What, did some marks ask you for your autograph in the airport again?" Oh, Randy Orton he's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's a troll and it's great.
Yeah.
Well, we need Twitter Randy Orton on TV.
Right. All right. So anyways, Money in the Bank pay-per-view next Sunday, May 19th.
It's in,
everybody, nobody tell Kane.
Yeah, he's pregnant. He might show up and wreck the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Hartford, Connecticut. Interesting.
Ah, so they're going to be close to home.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just start. I'm assuming this might get put on the pre-show. I have no idea.
Okay.
But the Cruiserweight Championship match with Tony Nese defending against Arya Daivari.
Hmm.
So who do you think would win that?
Tony Nese.
Probably, since he just won the title
at
WrestleMania. I haven't watched 205 Live, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Tony Nese will probably win. Let's see what's next. Okay, let's go in order. Samoa Joe defending the United States Championship against Rey Mysterio.
Joe.
He should win. It's kind of weird. It's like they're teasing Rey Mysterio's son and Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch, like... Well, I guess they put Joe on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray, but...
Speaking of which, what do you think about their new wild card rule?
Stupid. Not a fan.
Yeah,
I know exactly why they did it.
So they don't have to end the brand split?
No, so they could put Roman Reigns on both shows and put us all through misery.
Mm.
You know what's funny? I don't know how true this is, but apparently they begged John Cena to come back full time.
Really?
That's how bad they're in right now. They had to ask him... Big match John to come back full time.
Well, I know that their numbers the last few weeks have been Monday Night Wars era, pre-Attitude era numbers.
It's been bad.
Yeah.
It's not been good.
A lot of people are factoring that into AEW's arrival, too.
Well, yeah, but that's... It's also the fact that wrestling is just not... If people say it's the PG rating, that's not it. It's just the story, like, the writing. It's the
creative team.
It has, you can make compelling stories with it being PG.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's horrible.
Yep.
It just,
But do you think, alright, so, here's what I always tell people. Vince is at his best when he has competition. Just look at the Attitude Era.
Yeah, he kicked WCW's ass.
Yeah.
He was down, they were in a bad shape for a while.
Yeah.
But see, in that situation, Vince was forced to create, well, he's also had two of, like, the biggest stars of all time in one company at the same time, mm-hmm. which isn't even fair, The Rock and Austin.
Mm-hmm.
WCW is just pushing the old fuckers. But, yeah, and it's not like Vince laid down and played dead
Mm-mm.
when this could be good. Like,
yeah.
In a way, it could force Vince to do something he hasn't had to do in a long time. But the mm-hmm. problem is, WWE has so much stars that they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to even harp on the dude because it's not his fault, but they got to quit with Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry, but the dude, clearly no one cares. And, like, I get it. He had cancer. Now we're supposed to like him. People still boo him.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, he's not John Cena. They have no one in that company that's going to be John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, it's like Vince is afraid to let anyone become a huge star because he thinks they'll leave.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, unfortunately, this Dean Ambrose leaving thing wasn't a work.
I still think it is.
You still think it is?
Yep.
Well,
I'm not falling for their shit.
I know he's fielded phone calls from AEW.
I know he's still under contract with WWE. I'm not buying it. They're not, no.
Did you hear at a recent NXT taping, CM Punk's music played? Video and everything.
Like his Titantron?
Yeah.
Why the hell did they do that?
Don't know.
He'll be back too someday. All the fans think he'll never come back. The Ultimate Warrior came back.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk, Vince McMahon will pick up the phone, like, I'm sorry. We'll put you in the main event of WrestleMania. Come back. He'll be like, okay.
What if he's like, I want my ice cream bars?
They'll probably do it. Just give the dude what he wants.
Yeah. Main event of WrestleMania and WWE ice cream bars.
Yeah, and his own jet, because Vince's smells.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. So I'll take his word for it.
Oh, that pipe bomb's still probably the greatest wrestling promo ever. At least one of the top five. It's
top five, probably.
Yeah. My favorite one's still the Austin 316 says I just whooped your ass.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's mm-hmm. like what kind of catapulted a lot of their success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Ray and Joe, I'll say Samoa Joe wins.
Mm-hmm.
Next, The Miz versus Shane McMahon in a steel cage match.
Ooh. I want The Miz to win, but I have a feeling Shane's going to again.
Probably, and it won't make any sense, but it's like they're trying to... Oh, it's like The Miz's babyface turn starting to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Actually, they should have The Miz win, just move on.
Yeah.
Get on to some better stuff.
Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
Well, Daniel Bryan's the tag team champions now.
I know.
With Rowan.
I know.
They should have had Kane come out. I was upset.
I was too.
Why didn't you bring out the mayor?
Because he's being the mayor.
Okay, so then we got... This match isn't even fair. So it's the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Becky Lynch defending against Charlotte Flair. Becky's wrestling a man.
I know.
This is horrible.
Unfortunately, I do have a feeling Becky's going to lose one of the belts.
Yeah.
I hope it's not this one.
You know WWE loves Charlotte.
See, I hope it's not this one. But I don't want it to be Lacey Evans solely due to the fact I don't think she's ready yet.
Yeah, but if I think she's losing one too, and I'm going to go the safe route and say, or, well, I mean, we'll get to that, but she could also get cashed in on. She could win both matches and mm-hmm. then get cashed in on.
That would be the smart way to go.
Yeah. I'll just say Charlotte.
I want to say Becky, but I'll say Charlotte, too, solely due to the fact, history, you know? Have whoever wins the Money in the Bank cash in on Charlotte.
Yep. So then we'll just do our next match. So it's Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans for the Raw Women's title.
You know, I don't want her to lose it to Charlotte, and I don't want her to lose it to Lacey Evans either, but I think she's going to lose one. I already said she's going to lose it to Charlotte, so I got to go with Becky winning this one.
I agree. I think Becky.
Yeah, wins. And nothing against Lacey Evans. I like Lacey Evans. I just think that, you know, she's not ready yet.
No, I agree. Next, Roman Reigns versus Elias.
Oh, God. I want Elias to win. Just because I'm tired of seeing Roman win.
I'm just tired of Roman in general.
Yeah, I'm tired of his character.
Like, I hate to say this, but, like, I kind of wish he wouldn't have came back yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. That sounds really bad to say because he had cancer, but...
Right.
I'm just like... I don't know, a lot of people think that's not real either, but I'm kind of hit or miss on that. I'm not a doctor, so I can't really...
Right, exactly.
No. And I don't think WWE is that tasteless to fake someone getting cancer.
They did the screw job.
Well, people think that was planned. It was a work. Bret's in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Bret Hart ain't stupid.
Nope.
He's like, I'm going to go get this money, and you're going to win, and then I'll come back.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Now, it would be great. Actually, no, this wouldn't make any sense, but they teased Undertaker versus Elias after the Raw after WrestleMania. What if the Undertaker got involved?
Came out, did something to both of them.
Just beat the shit out of Roman Reigns, beat him. He should want revenge.
And have it happen at the Saudi show?
I'm good. As long as Undertaker beats his ass, mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah, Roman will win. Alright, next we'll do the Money in the Banks first.
Okay.
Women's Money in the Bank. So there's 4 from Raw and 4 from SmackDown. So it's Natalya, Dana Brooke, don't know why she's in it, Naomi and Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon and Carmella.
There's only 2 I think it'll be, and I'll tell you why for the first one. Dana Brooke. The reason why is because they've been giving people opportunities lately.
Kurt Hawkins is great.
I know. You know, I'm not saying
Dana Brooke isn't.
I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying they've been giving people opportunities lately that, you know, they haven't in the past. And then the other one is Alexa Bliss, because she's Alexa Bliss.
She won last year. I guess it's possible she could win again. I'm gonna say Bayley.
Bayley? Okay. Now, what do you think of this, like, new attitude that Bayley has, like, found?
I want to see heel Bayley.
Me too.
It'd be great.
Yes.
She could be the doctor of Huganomics.
Yes.
No, it's different. I don't know if Bayley as a heel would work, but they could try it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to completely reinvent everything she does. They'd have to give her new theme music.
Yep.
Get rid of the stupid inflatable people.
Okay. Another thing. What do you think of Vince denying recent requests for release?
Why should he?
What do you think? Do you think that it's to keep them from going to AEW, or do you think he just doesn't want to?
Both.
Both?
But also, why should, just because someone asks for their release, why should he do it every time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's someone, they gave Ty Dillinger his release, but that's because Ty Dillinger means nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, AJ Styles, who just re-signed, by the way, if he's like, oh, release me, you think Vince's going to release AJ Styles? No, he'd be like, sit
but
at home.
He denied Harper.
Yeah. Exactly, which is weird, because they're just going to have Harper sit at home.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think it's a both. He's probably more worried about both people, but,
Yeah.
Turn this fan off real quick.
Alright, yeah, I get it. It's hot in here.
But yeah, I think it's kind of a combination of both with him and not wanting to release people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you also notice he's also signing as many people as he can to new contracts.
Yeah.
They also just signed The Undertaker to a new contract. And Goldberg.
Yeah.
And Kurt Angle signed for 5 years.
I thought he was retired.
Well, he's doing other stuff, like backstage stuff.
Okay.
But he signed a new 5-year contract.
Wow. And I guess they tried signing Leo Rush, but he didn't like the amount of money they were offering.
Yeah, he told him to send him or to release him.
Yeah, and they said no.
Yeah, I mean, I think Vince is somewhat worried about AEW. I think people that think he's not are kind of naive, but...
Yeah.
I mean, also... Well,
you know how you say that, you know, Dean Ambrose leaving is a work and stuff like that? I heard a theory the other day of he's released, he's going to go work at AEW and kind of, like, be a spy for Vince.
I think... that's possible. How would they not find that out in this day and age?
Right.
Like, you'd think there'd be some legal thingy, like, with him signing... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's possible. Maybe Jericho's doing that.
That would be awesome.
Jericho's just going to be like, ha-ha. But, it's possible. A lot of people also, I've heard people think that, but they also think he's going to go to, like, other companies, not in AEW, and then he'll just come back randomly as Jon Moxley.
Well, they just released a Jon Moxley promo video.
I saw that. It was on his Instagram.
Yep.
At least he's not posting workout videos. That's good.
On his wife's Instagram.
Yep. That'd be, yeah. That's kind of weird that Renee Young didn't leave, too.
Yeah.
You would think she would have asked for...
her release as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Alexa Bliss and Buddy Murphy apparently broke up. Braun Strowman's probably licking his chops. Apparently they've been broken up for a while.
I wonder who got... well, then Alexa must have gotten custody of Larry Steve.
Or Braun. Got a custody of him.
A deaf blind pig.
Yep.
A deaf blind pot-bellied pig that's Alexa's baby. Yeah. I don't know. She's posted videos of him on Instagram recently.
Yeah. So I guess... So you're...
He's even got his own Instagram page.
Oh
a
God.
Pig.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
So wait, who did you pick to win the women's Money in the Bank?
I'm going with Alexa Bliss.
I'm gonna say Bayley.
Okay.
Just to be different. I could see her cashing in on Becky in one of the matches. I think whoever wins possibly could cash in.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got the men's Money in the Bank, so it's Braun Strowman.
Do you think they'd give it to Carmella twice?
Alexa won it last year.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Corey Graves is politicking for her.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so the men's Money in the Bank. Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, get him off my TV, Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, Cien Almas, I refuse to call him Andrade, and Randy Orton. I'll say this, Randy Orton's not winning. He doesn't need this.
Mm-hmm.
He's Randy Orton. I think he's probably the least likely to win this.
What if he does win it, though?
Yeah, no complaints from me. I like Randy Orton. He's one of my all-time favorites.
Mine, too.
But it just does... Randy Orton's already a made man. He doesn't need to win this again.
Right.
But the last two Money in the Banks, they basically pissed on, so... Mm-hmm. They had Corbin win, and Cena screwed his cash in, and then they had Strowman cash in, and they're idiots, and turned him heel and had him lose.
Wow.
So, hopefully this year whoever wins actually wins the championship.
I agreed.
Who do you think wins?
I don't know. This is a tough one for me because there's who I would like to see win and then who I think is going
to
win.
Well, who would you like to see win?
There's a few.
Okay.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah, he won't, though.
Let me see who's in it again. Okay. Ricochet.
Yeah, that'd be something different.
Yep. And I gotta go with Drew McIntyre.
I could have swore, maybe I'm just... I could have swore Aleister Black was in this match. Maybe he's not, though. But anyway, yeah. Now, who do you think they'll have win?
I think... Hmm. I have a gut feeling it's going to be either Baron Corbin or Finn Balor that wins it.
Boy, if Baron Corbin wins,
I mean, yeah, he's won it before, but he had an unsuccessful cash-in.
Which is Jinder Mahal, mm-hmm. which was even worse.
Mm-hmm. I prefer Jinder over Corbin.
Don't hinder Jinder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
To win. I think he's got the best chance out of all of us, out of all these people.
Mm-hmm.
I literally think they put Randy Orton in here just to put star power in the match.
Yeah.
They'll probably do something with Strowman where they, like, bury him under the ladders or something, or do some spot where he gets taken out so yeah. he doesn't look bad. Yeah, McIntyre. I'll say McIntyre.
Yeah, McIntyre. I'll go the safe bet, too.
So then we got WWE Championship match. Kofi Kingston defending against the Big O, Kevin Owens.
I think Kofi's going to keep it.
I do, too.
Only because rumors running rampant that they only re-signed Goldberg to win it at the Saudi Arabia show and carry it into SummerSlam.
What, lose to who? Roman?
I don't know.
Please, why can't John Cena just come back and just bury the whole roster?
I don't know.
Just end this.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible. Well, not bury Roman.
There's also talk of a at SummerSlam as well, if they don't put the title on Goldberg, of a Goldberg Triple H rivalry.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, is that not something you would want to see?
No, maybe 20 years ago.
Right.
When they were both young and somewhat agile.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg can barely wrestle a 5-minute match.
Right.
So I guess, what do you think of them, what they turned Kevin Owens heel so quick?
He's better as a heel anyways.
He is way better as a heel. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, did you think it was kind of too soon that they kind of just didn't really try with him as a face?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when he first joined the New Day, did you see it coming that he was going to turn?
I saw either he was going to, or maybe Xavier Woods was going to, and then when Big E came back, he was going to side with Woods. They were going to keep Owens' face, and it would be Kofi and Kevin Owens versus Xavier Woods and Big E. That's another alternative that I saw as well.
See, I also heard, I don't know how true this is, that they partially turned Owens' heel because Daniel Bryan was injured for a while and they needed a heel to face Kofi.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do Owen or Reigns and Kofi already because they know the fans would boo Roman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard, but yeah, I agree. Owens is better as a heel.
Yeah.
And yeah, this should be a pretty good match. Apparently they've never had a match against each other in WWE.
Hmm.
So, Kofi will probably retain. And then we got what will probably be the main event, which is a match that should be really good. Probably the two best wrestlers in the company. Seth Rollins defending the Universal Championship versus AJ Styles.
Okay, before I make any predictions, give any thoughts, I have to say this. My 6-year-old son will swear up and down. He only likes John Cena, he just doesn't like wrestling. But yet, whenever I'm watching wrestling and he's around, he always asks, are those the Pancake Guys?
Oh, he likes the New Day?
Yeah, and every once in a while, I'll randomly hear him going, burn it down. Yeah. So you can't tell me my 6-year-old son doesn't like wrestling.
I mean, he should. You like wrestling. Right, so it's in his DNA.
Uh-huh.
This match is kind of weird because it's like they're making AJ a heel, sort of.
Right.
But who do you think will win?
Seth Rollins.
Do you think there'll be some fuckery?
There's always fuckery.
That's true, but do you think, like, someone gets involved, or maybe the Bald Jobber Club interferes?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think they would do that unless Ambrose was still around so they could do, like, the Shield versus AJ and the Bald Jobbers.
I hope I never see the Shield again. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just sick of the Shield.
Yeah.
I'm sick of just the reunions and all that. It's nothing against it. It's like, if they wait a while and do it, I'll be okay with it. But they're doing it, like, too much now. Yeah, I think Rollins wins. He just won the title at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
What if Lesnar got involved?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Because apparently Lesnar retired from MMA and signed a new 2-year deal with WWE.
Hmm.
That's what the word going around is.
Yeah, and I remember reading somewhere Dana White saying that the fight's not happening after all.
Yeah, Lesnar announced his retirement from UFC.
Huh.
So, and then apparently, I don't know how, like, if it's how confirmed it is, but yeah, apparently they said he signed a 2-year deal with WWE, so. Because he's already confirmed for the Saudi Arabia show next month.
Yeah.
In June. So, maybe they'll do Seth and watch what they'll do.
Yeah.
They're going to have Lesnar win the Universal title and Goldberg win the WWE title. And then at SummerSlam, they'll do a unification match.
Oh, God. Not another Lesnar-Goldberg match.
To be fair, the WrestleMania 33 one I liked. That was like 4 minutes long, but it was great.
Yeah.
No, I just could see them doing that.
I could see it, too. I mean,
I think the brand split's on it almost over with.
Yeah, it's on its last legs.
You know what else I've noticed is kind of a random thing? They changed the Universal title.
Yeah.
It's like zipped. It has Velcro now.
Yeah, yeah, instead of those snaps.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They did the WWE title the same way, too.
Well, Kofi still has snaps on it.
Oh, he does?
I seen him actually unsnap it on SmackDown.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've noticed, like, Seth Rollins will be wearing it, and he'll just go like this, like he's on Velcro. Like, that makes it look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Lesnar kept the original, and they had to get another one.
Maybe.
Who knows? But
So, what did you think of Daniel Bryan's hemp belt?
It was funny.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of thought they were going to keep it as the title.
Do you think he'll change the tag titles?
Oh, yeah. He already talked about it on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I love heel hippie Daniel Bryan. It's great.
All right.
He is a great heel.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, back to it. Who do we think's going to win? Like I said, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I pick Rollins.
Yeah.
Overall, the show should be decent. Money in the Bank's always a fun show because the Money in the Bank matches.
Yeah.
And think about it. We get a Universal title match on a B pay-per-view.
I know.
Wow.
Finally.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last time it was defended, I don't even remember. One of the Saudi Arabia shows where Lesnar was champ, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
I wonder why Lesnar holds it hostage and sits at his house.
Yep.
And talks to his ugly wife and kids. No, I'm kidding.
She's not ugly.
She used to be good-looking. Now she's just old, but
yeah,
not her fault.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I guess that about covers this. It was kind of a long one, but
yeah,
we had a lot. We kind of went on about Endgame for about an hour.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. All right. Well, yeah. So that's this episode. We'll
probably do a Money in the Bank review at some point.
Yeah, some point down the road. Reason why there's so much time in between episodes because we got lives. I've been working 11, 12-hour shifts lately.
Yep.
Which reminds me, I promised my boss I would do this during episodes of my podcast, and
so you're gonna be like Shawn Michaels, you're gonna shill something, right?
Yes, I have to shill something. He said that he would keep giving me the weekends off.
Oh, there you go.
If I did this, if you're ever in the Eugene Springfield area and need an oil change or a transmission flush or even a coolant flush, stop by Valvoline. It's an oil change at 468 Harlow Road. That's 468 Harlow Road at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Oh, yeah.
Where oil changes start at $42.99 for up to 5 quarts of conventional oil, $64.99 for up to 5 quarts of synthetic blend oil, and $89.99 for up to 5 quarts of full synthetic motor oil. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Before we go,
yes.
I want to read that tweet Randy Orton sent to John Cena.
Oh, okay.
It was really funny. Hang on, I got to look on Randy Orton's Twitter.
Probably got to scroll a ways.
Okay, John Cena said, "Beware of those who think you owe them happiness at the expense of your own well-being." Randy Orton's like, "Oh shit, did some marks hit you up again for autographs at the airport?"
All right.
That's pretty good. But, oh, yeah, until next time.
Yeah. We want to thank you guys for listening, and keep it real.